Hello everyone, my name is Rebecca and welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. And I know today your English will definitely improve. So, what's your favorite type of chocolate? Well, let's see. There's milk chocolate, white chocolate, and oh yes, my all-time favorite, dark chocolate. Yes, indeed, that is my absolute favorite. Now, you might be wondering, why are we talking about chocolate? Well, we have a very great lesson today all about chocolate titled Salon du Chocolat. Salon du Chocolat. That's right, we are going to be talking about chocolate. First, we are going to discuss learn chocolate. What does that mean? You're going to find out. And secondly, we are going to discuss win chocolate. What does that mean? Those are some great questions. Well, friends, I think we better get started talking about chocolate. Let's go.
Salon du Chocolat. Chocoholics unite in Paris to celebrate their favorite food. The human race has found ways to celebrate just about everything the world has to offer. Culture, history, art, even a few beloved foods are given their due. Not least of all, chocolate, honored at the Salon du Chocolat. Learn chocolate. At last year's Salon, the Chocolate Trade Show observed its 20th year with a program called Chocolate, a Universal Heritage. The Salon has made its way to 30 international cities over the years, but its main event always occurs in Paris.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 chocoholic 这个名词。holic 这个字尾是指上瘾的，所以 chocoholic 是指爱吃巧克力成瘾的人，或者是巧克力狂。例如 ，My husband is a chocoholic. No chocolates will remain in my fridge overnight. 我的丈夫是个巧克力狂，我们家的巧克力一个晚上就会被吃光光。另外，用到 holic 这个字尾的名词还有 workaholic。W-O-R-K-A-H-O-L-I-C 意思是指工作狂。继续我们看 heritage 这个不可数名词。Heritage 是指文化遗产或者是传统。例如 The festival is to celebrate the rich musical heritage of the Hakka. 这个节庆是为了要庆祝丰富的客家音乐文化遗产。或者是 Italians take great pride in their cultural heritage.意大利人非常以他们的文化遗产为荣，或者是 Athens has a rich historical and sporting heritage. 雅典具有丰富的历史与体育方面的遗产。
I mean chocolate cake, chocolate pie, brownies, chocolate chip cookies. Rebecca, I just love everything chocolate.
Chocolate, I love chocolate too, and there's so many different types of chocolate. There's milk chocolate and white chocolate and my all-time favorite, dark chocolate. Ooh, and chocolate ice cream.
And chocolate with nuts and chocolate with raisins and macadamia nuts and almonds and, oh man, I could just, Rebecca, I just had an idea.
Yes, what's your idea?
Let's go and get some chocolate.See you guys.
Wait, hold on, Gabe. Huh? We can't go get chocolate right now. We can get chocolate after we finish teaching, but I have an even better idea.
What's that, Rebecca? Oh, imagine that our lessons are made with chocolate paper.
Gabe, that's a great idea, but my idea is even better. Let's talk about chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talk about chocolate.
Yeah, because our lesson is all aboutchocolate.
Yeah.
Ah, chocolate. So let's talk about chocolate.
Well, go ahead. Talk about chocolate.
I will do that. Okay, friends, are you going to talk with me about chocolate?
I just want to eat chocolate, Rebecca.
Okay. Well, I will talk and then you can go eat chocolate later. Well, friends, we have an exciting lesson today all about chocolate, and it's called Salon du Chocolat. Chocolat. I like saying that word.
Yeah, you can talk about chocolate. Okay, well, chocolat, that's the French word for chocolate. So we're talking about Salon du Chocolat. You know, just in case you're curious about what salon means, maybe you've seen that word before if you walk into a hairstyling salon, right? Well, actually, salon just means living room. So I guess this Salon du Chocolat is a chocolate festival that takes place in a room that might look like a big living room.
That's right, or maybe it kind of gives the feel that you're in a big living room. But you know what I think is really interesting, Gabe, is our lesson reads, Chocoholics unite in Paris to celebrate their favorite food. Chocoholics. I didn't know that there were chocoholics. I mean, there's alcoholics.
Yeah, I think this is one of those words that was created to kind of sound like alcoholic, someone who just loves their beer and alcohol. But someone who loves chocolate can be called a chocoholic. Well, we say that there are different ways to celebrate this food. The human race has found ways to celebrate just about everything. That is, nearly everything or almost everything that the world has to offer. Culture, history, art. But now even a few beloved foods are given their due. Now, if something is given its due, what does that mean?
I'm glad you asked, Gabe. Now, oftentimes we use this phrase, we say this phrase when you are trying to praise someone or something good that they have done. So let's think. For example, aha! The cookies Philip made tasted terrible, but to give him his due, he did try, and he tried very hard.
Well, it's right, so you want to say something good about something or somebody. You want to recognize something positive. Maybe there's some negative about that thing, too, but when you're giving someone their due, you're recognizing the positive. The actor was finally given his due at the award ceremony. I always knew he was a good actor, and he was finally awarded a prize for his acting. He was given his due.
Exactly. Okay, well, now it's time for us to learn chocolate. Learn chocolate. What does that mean? Let's find out. At last year's salon, the chocolate trade show observed its 20th year with a program called Chocolate, a Universal Heritage. I like that. Chocolate, a Universal Heritage.
That means it's enjoyed and appreciated worldwide. And we continue here. The salon has made its way to 30 international cities over the years, but its main event always occurs in Paris. Well, we see this phrase, to make its way. That means that you're finding some way to be somewhere.
Now, this reminds me, recently, the restaurant Texas Roadhouse finally made its way to Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And, of course, myself and so many other people were excited that Texas Roadhouse made its way to Taiwan.
I am one of those people. That's a great example, Rebecca. Often we think of restaurants that start in one country. Oh, I wish that restaurant was here as well. Well, it finally made its way over here. Well, friends, we do have more to learn with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Something about the French.
Let's find out.
For centuries, the French government has spent much money, time, and effort promoting and protecting the French language. The main threat being, of course, English.
Historically, the French have been quite antagonistic towards English. The attitude was neatly expressed in 2006 when France's then-president Jacques Chirac promised to stop the spread of English around the world and especially in France.
Easier said than done. Consider this. Starting in 2018, one of France's most prestigious private schools, the National School of Administration, made the unprecedented move of making fluent English mandatory for admission.
One school spokesman said that graduates would need fluent English to cope with their future roles as world leaders. Now, Chirac can't be too pleased about that.
I'm sure he's not. Now, more news that French is yielding to English comes from the world of entertainment. Versailles, a historical TV drama about French King Louis XIV, is not just the most expensive French television show ever made.
It's the first French historical drama made by French producers in France that was filmed completely in English.
Amazing. French television executives did the unthinkable. They bowed to English in order to gain a bigger global audience and make more money.
过去几百年，英文的兴起让法国人深感威胁，也因此法国就一直试图巩固法文。你如果在法国讲英文，往往会遭到排挤。在2006年，法国总统 Jacques Chirac 希哈克甚至声明他要阻止英文在法国流行，但英文的势力并不是那么容易的能够被阻挡的。法国著名的 National School of Administration 国家行政学院已经宣布，从2018年开始，申请入学的学生必须要能够讲流利的英文，因为这个学校的很多的毕业生后来都成为世界领袖。在做一些世界领袖的同时，英文的知识是必备的。在娱乐界，我们也看到法文的示威，一个由法国自己制作的有关路易十四的历史电视剧，居然是采用英文发音。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
I'm so excited! Look at all this chocolate. White chocolate and dark chocolate. Chocolate with caramel. And guess what? Gabe's not here.I know he wanted to eat chocolate, but, you know, I guess he missed out. Ooh, I love talking about chocolate and eating chocolate. Too bad Gabe's not here. He's missing out. I'm going to eat this piece. My goodness, this is so good. Friends, I hope you like to eat chocolate and learn about chocolate because we have more for you. This is so good. Oh, hi, Gabe. No chocolate for you. Well, friends, let's continue learning about chocolate. This is so good.
Salon du Chocolat. The world gathered in Paris for the salon and enjoyed over 200 exhibits from around the globe. In addition,Chefs educated audiences with their recipes and tricks of the trade, showing there is no end to the possibilities of chocolate. Win chocolate. With so many experts in a room, it's impossible to avoid some healthy competition among the world's top chocolatiers. The chocolate awards are distributed annually at the salon,while several cake-building competitions took place last year as well. Invited chocolate bloggers also had their recipes judged by professionals in the first Interbloggers E-Cup.
OK, 接下来我们看 tricks of the trade 这个成语。Trick 在这里是指诀窍 ,trade 是指交易。所以 tricks of the trade 是指这一行做生意的窍门。例如 Stewart's father takes him on business trips to show him the tricks of the trade. Stewart 的爸爸带他出差要教他做生意的窍门。或者是 it takes years to learn the tricks of the trade in the jewelry business. 买卖珠宝的窍门要好几年才会学会。最后我们看的是 blogger 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 blog B-L-O-G 部落格这个名词，所以 blogger 就是指部落客。例如 Irene is a well-known blogger who frequently shares her creative recipes. Irene 是位有名的部落客，他常常分享他的创意食谱。如果把字尾的 GER 去掉 ,blog 就是指部落格。例如 ,the writer communicates a lot with his readers on his blog. 这位作家常常在部落格上和读者们沟通。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Can't believe you had all that chocolate without me, Rebecca.
Oh, Gabe, it was so delicious. And now I'm ready to talk about chocolate because I have a taste of chocolate in my mouth. But don't you worry, Gabe.
What?
I have a surprise for you later on.
You do?
I do. Something for you to look forward to.
Oh, great. I am looking forward to it. Okay, friends, now I can get into this part of the lesson. Now that I'm thinking about this chocolate that I'm going to eat later...All right, well, we read here, the world gathered in Paris for the Salon and enjoyed over 200 exhibits from around the globe, 200 exhibits of delicious chocolate.
Wow. Well, in addition, chefs educated audiences with their recipes and tricks of the trade. Hey, I really like that phrase, tricks of the trade. It kind of reminds me of the circus where there are lots of tricks.That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Of course, there are many tricks in a circus, yes. But you can take those tricks and put them in any trade, right? So basically, whatever you do, whatever you are skilled at or good at, what are your tricks of the trade? What do you do to make your job easier or to make it more exciting for others? So for example, speaking of chocolate, a lot of people need to...grease the pan with butter before making brownies. Well, here's one of my tricks of the trade. I grease the pan with peanut butter. That way, the brownies have a delicious peanut butter taste as well.
Oh, my goodness, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that secret. I think I'm going to have to try it sometime, too. I've actually never tried to grease a pan with butter.Peanut butter before.
It's a good trick of the trade, Rebecca. Is there another way you could use that phrase?
This actually reminds me of my friend,、mm-hmm. my friend who's a journalist. As a journalist, it's important that you learn the tricks of the trade as a reporter if you want to do well. So in other words, you have to know how to write, to ask the correct questions and when to ask the right questions.
All right, so what is your profession and what are your tricks of the trade? Talk about that in English. Well, Rebecca, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
Yes, we saw this phrase in addition, and、mm-hmm. now the twins would like to talk about that together.、
Mm-hmm. And I want to hear about it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the words in addition. This means including something else to something. How about we take a look at our sentence for today? In addition...Chefs educated audiences with their recipes and tricks of the trade, showing there is no end to the possibilities of chocolate. As you know, the article is about Salon du Chocolat, an event held in Paris to celebrate chocolate. There were over 200 exhibits from around the world.So along with these 200 exhibits, there were also chefs at this event educating the audience. Okay, let's look at an example sentence using this phrase. In addition to English, she can also speak French, Spanish, and Italian. This means she can speak English plus or in addition to three other languages.Let's look at one more example sentence. In addition to his apartment in New York, he has a villa in Spain and a castle in Ireland. This means he is not only has a house in New York, but he also has a villa and a castle. Christina, can you believe we've been in Taipei for almost 8 months already?Time is flying by. I can't believe how long we've been here. Did you know, in addition to Taipei, we also lived in Korea and America? Well, it's time for us to go. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Well, now it's time for us to talk about win chocolate. Huh, I wonder if I'm going to win some chocolate today in addition to all of that chocolate I have in the back. Ooh, that would be great. Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, with so many experts in a room, it's impossible to avoid some healthy competition among the world's top chocolatiers. Chocolatiers. But I really like that phrase, healthy competition. Healthy competition, what does that mean? That means that you just compete in a healthy way. Like the people in this picture here. Right?
Yes, Rebecca, this does look like a healthy competition because when you're running or jogging, that's good for your health, right? However, this phrase, healthy competition, can apply to many more things or many more competitions than just a running race.
Oh, right. Well, do you have other examples?
Well, yeah, like in our lesson, these people that are competing to see who has the best chocolate item or the best chocolate thing, this is a healthy competition, right? They're trying to outdo each other. They're trying to see who has the best. Now, of course, chocolate might not necessarily be healthy for you, but this is a healthy competition. It's a good race.
That's right. And of course, I've been told that at times, competition can be unhealthy if it's done in a negative way or if you come across very condescending or rude to the other competitors. But that's not what's happening in this competition.
Exactly. It's not an unfriendly competition. It's a healthy competition. Friends, we do have more to learn, but right now it's time for us to review with the editor's summary.
Let's do it.
We celebrate culture, history, art, and even food. And today it is chocolate being honored at the Salon du Chocolat. Last year, this chocolate trade show celebrated its 20th anniversary with the program, Chocolate, a Universal Heritage. Even though the show is held in over 30 cities, the main one is in Paris. Exhibits from around the world and chefs sharing their recipes and tricks of the trade are all features. The Salon also annually distributes the Chocolate Awards, and chocolate bloggers have recipes judged by professionals as well.
Okay, Rebecca, where's that chocolate you promised?
Oh, here it is.
Thank you, Rebecca. This is empty.
Surprise! Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow as we continue talking about chocolate right here on Studio Classroom.
See you next time. Rebecca, look over there.